Good afternoon and welcome to Coffee with Clarexa. Pill popping has become increasingly popular among working adults that face pressures of a busy lifestyle ranging from taking vitamins and health supplements and even health foods. There has been a significant increase in the spending on these supplements globally. However, the side effects of incorrectly taking some of these pills comes at a high cost. MoneyFM 89.3 welcomes Dr. Teo Cheng Rong, General Practitioner at Healthway Medical Clinic in Limbang, to discuss the dangers of excessive pill popping, the many myths surrounding health supplements, and future advancements in healthcare. Welcome to the show, Dr. Teo.
Hi, thank you.
Okay, for the benefit of our listeners, maybe you can elaborate on what you mean when you say health supplements and what they constitute of.
So by definition, health supplements are non-medications. So they do not belong to the drugs that are prescribed by medical professionals.
Sure.
They can be broadly divided into three groups. I would say that the first group are the common things that we often see on the shelves, vitamin supplements, multivitamins, such as vitamin A, B, the C, and etc. And the calcium, the minerals that we need in our diet. The second class would be mainly herbal supplements. These are more of a grey zone. It is where we extract chemicals from plants, or in fact sometimes animals, to actually supplement the some deficiencies or help in certain conditions that are purported to be useful in. And the last group are the energy drinks, the performance enhancing supplements, commonly used nowadays in teenagers or in young adults who are gymming, you know, in athletic sports.
Sure.
And these are generally the common health supplements that we see in the market.
Okay,
nowadays.
Let me see if I understand you. So the first one would be like your vitamin C, your vitamin A, the more well-known ones, more established ones. Then the second one you're talking about, the herbal stuff, would be like St. John's wort or maybe even shark cartilage and stuff like that.
Yes,
supplements.
You're correct, yeah.
And the third would be, you know, the muscle building powders and what have
whey
you.
Whey protein.
Whey protein. Okay.
Creatine.
Okay. All that stuff. Okay. I understand. So what are some of the common myths that are associated with health supplements, vitamins, energy drinks?
So we need to be very certain that these supplements are supplements. They are not supposed to substitute your normal diet.
Okay.
So some, maybe some gym goers would go about thinking that, oh, I just need protein in my diet.
I just have six powdered drinks and
correct.
I don't have to eat.
Or I just take three energy drinks in a day that would give me the drive to go through, to work and as well as complete my tasks. But that's definitely not true, because we still need a lot of macronutrients such as proper protein from meat. We need vegetables, we need fiber, we need carbohydrates in our diet. So these supplements are not substitutes. I think that's one of the common myths that people who liked pill poppers like to think is that I just rely entirely on them. That's definitely not true.
Okay.
The other misconception is that they are generally harmless. So it's not true that if you take a good thing too much, and it will be, you know, better or, you know, be an additive effect. There are a lot of studies out there that shows that if you overdose on certain vitamins, you can actually suffer from some side effects. For example, too much of vitamin C. Excessive daily doses of vitamin C can actually lead to kidney stone formation. And that these are things that are undesirable, and therefore we should not think that health supplements are completely 100% safe. And we need to be sure of what we are taking and how much to take them.
Okay, that's interesting, because I mean, I've read somewhere where it's only a couple of 100 milligrams is what the body really needs a day of vitamin C. And yet you can go to just about any store and buy 1,000 milligram vitamin C tabs and candies and whatever. So why are they packaging it like that? Because they're making us think, oh, 1,000 milligrams is better than 100 milligrams, right?
Yes.
Because we don't know either way, per se.
Yeah. So I think consumers are in a disadvantage if actually they do not read the labors, mm-hmm. or they actually do not know what is their daily requirements.
Right.
So there are actually many ways one can actually find out your daily requirements, and through the, for example, the HPB website, mm-hmm. they actually establish very clear guidelines in terms of age and gender, how much vitamins and minerals your body should be taking a day. And if you check back with the doses stated on the supplements, then you can actually make a comparison and see whether you're overdosing yourself with the vitamins. But the problem is, some people actually buy multiple vitamins, supplements, mm-hmm. or they take supplements from various sources. And perhaps the individual supplements should not, I would say most of the time, should not exceed the daily requirements, mm-hmm. because I mean, it's also their responsibility to make sure that they don't overdose the consumers by, you know, right. sitting on there. So the recommended doses are often okay. But if you mix and match different health supplements, you never know whether they actually...
Because you're not doing the math.
Correct. Mm. So if you don't add things up together, you may actually overdose yourself without realizing it.
We are speaking to Dr. Teo Cheng Rong, General Practitioner at our Healthway Medical Clinic, Limbang. We're talking about the dangers of excessive pill popping and supplement taking, and many myths that are also around health supplements and the future advancements in healthcare. So let's talk about the risk of too many supplements. You said mixing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe if you take if the dose is a bottle of this a day,
mm-hmm.
whatever mix that will make you more muscular and stronger. But if you're taking that and then you're taking something else, then you're taking something else to give you more resistance or recovery from muscle fatigue, and you put it all together,
mm-hmm.
then you inadvertently have overdosed yourself.
It's possible, yes.
It's easily, right? Because you're not adding this plus this equals that.
Yeah.
You're just going, okay, well, it's three different things. They mm-hmm. they don't really have any cross-indication. Or,
mm-hmm.
But so what can we, the consumer, do to be more educated about these different things?
Mm. I think, first of all, on ourselves is about reading it up,
mm-hmm.
finding out what actually, what supplements you are taking,
mm-hmm.
and what effects they achieve. For example, in a lot of energy drinks, they contain high amounts of caffeine,
mm-hmm.
and the milligrams of caffeine can be perhaps six times of your normal drink.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually can boost your performance at a short period of time, but it gives you the extra burst, but you can crash very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And coupled with a lot of high amounts of sugar levels in the energy drinks. Plus, if you take too much whey protein, for example, your calorie intake a day could exceed what you need.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this could lead to obesity in the long run, etc. And then if you keep adding different things into your diet, you are not actually helping your muscles grow or helping your muscles recover,
mm-hmm.
but adding extra stress onto it. I think the first step is to read and understand what the finding out more of what we're taking,
mm-hmm.
and understanding what is the possible interactions if you are taking too much of the supplements. And you're overwhelmed with too much information, then of course you always can approach your friendly GPs or not.
Right.
Or health professionals or a dietitian, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of health allied professionals who are very well versed into diet and health supplements.
Sure.
And they can give you much more professional advice that you need.
Okay, so let's look at it from a medical point of view. Say they have been mixing too much protein drinks and too much this and too much that, and maybe too much vitamin D thrown in for good measure. What are some of the common ill effects of self-prescribing they can, you know, if they feel that way over a prolonged period of time, maybe too many caffeine drinks,
mm-hmm.
what should they start to look at? Oh, I'm feeling like this and I'm feeling this, like this often.
Mm.
I must be doing something wrong.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure whether you have taken any energy drinks before. So the
I don't, because they're very, 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 very loaded with sugar.
Yes, and they're very sweet.
Mm.
But if you do take them before, I've taken it myself.
Mm-hmm.
So the crash phenomenon is actually very true. It's very real. So you feel that you are charged for the few hours that you have taken the energy drinks. You feel that you can accomplish a lot of heavy lifting, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But the period whereby the effects of the caffeine and the sugar rush goes off,
mm-hmm.
is where you feel very tired and drained. So
okay.
these are some common what we call side effects or ill effects that we experience. And this caffeine dose that we're talking about, are definitely not suitable for teenagers. So there are reports of teenagers who overdose themselves with certain energy drinks and they end up in what we call heart attacks, which are very uncommon in this teenage boys or even girls. The reason being is that this high amount of caffeine overloads, stresses the heart. The heart can go into abnormal rhythms and the stress on the heart can be too much that they suffer a heart attack from these drinks. So they're really not just innocuous and they're not innocent, you know, even though they are put on the shelves, you know, for everyone to buy. But if you drink too much of them, it probably can cause much more harm than benefits.
It's actually interesting because it should be a very easy equation for us to come to on our own. You eat too much rice, you'll put on weight. So if you drink too many energy drinks and take too many health supplements, there should be something bad about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but a lot of people don't make that connection.
Yes, because they think that the misconception is probably that they are just vitamins.
Mm-hmm. And vitamins can't be bad for you.
Too much vitamins can be bad for you.
And you heard that from a doctor.
Yes.
We are speaking to Dr. Teo Cheng Rong, a general practitioner at Healthway Medical Clinic in Limbang. Now, how do we use then at that point, how do we use the supplement safely?
Understand yourself. For example, if you are vegetarian or you're vegan, you may actually be deficient in certain vitamins. And these are cases where we doctors will recommend certain vitamin supplements. For example, vitamin B12. They are high in poultry and in meat products. So in vegans or in vegetarians, they actually omit this part of that in diet.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we would recommend them to take certain this vitamin B12 or vitamin B complexes.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, there are actually indications for certain vitamins. There are small pockets of populations where vitamins are necessary and maybe the benefits are good. For example, in elderly over 65 years old, they don't often go out to the sun, so their vitamin D levels may be insufficient or even be deficient. So in elderly, we do actually prescribe and we check the levels of the vitamin D, and if they're low or insufficient, we actually do replace them quite aggressively because they've been shown to actually decrease the risk of falls in elderly, strengthen the muscles, and in a way, reasons unexplained. I mean, they do boost the immunity for these elderly as well and the address the issues of osteoporosis. So while we actually talk about the ill effects of vitamins and overdosing them, there are some medical indications to be doctors do prescribe vitamins to our patients.
Okay, so what are some of the challenges that healthcare practitioners like yourself will face in dealing with the side effects of health supplements?
Yeah, the side effects that I've mentioned are generally, for example, diarrhea. Mm-hmm. We do see people actually having loose bowel movements because of overdosing of vitamin C, and that some of the complications or side effects of the vitamins that I've mentioned just now. But a lot of times is where we actually do not know whether our patients are taking them secretly.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually secretly take
St. John's wort,
for example, yes, and they don't tell us. Or we do not know what they actually bought outside. And these patients may actually be taking, for example, cholesterol medications, blood thinning medications that we routinely prescribe for certain conditions, and they have quite a significant interactions with some of the supplements, for example, St. John's wort.
Mm-hmm.
So when they do not tell us, and then we do, for example, blood investigations, and we find that their liver enzymes are raised, you know, their kidney has certain damage, and we scratch our head and we couldn't figure out what actually happened to them. And then they will review on direct questioning that they may be actually taking health supplements that are not licensed.
Okay, so that's interesting because a lot of the time when we go to the doctor, the nurses will ask you, are you allergic to anything? Are you on any medication before we see the doctor, right? This is the pre-examination with the nurses. But they don't ask us, do you take any supplements?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they should start.
And maybe we doctors should also actively, because in this modern age and time,
it's a safe assumption that a lot of us are taking supplements.
It's a cultural phenomenon that more and more people are actually jumping onto this pill popping culture. So, we doctors also have to actively ask them about it.
All right. So what are some of the future advancements in healthcare that would help consumers take healthcare supplements in a safe, measured way and keep the doctors informed of it?
I think the main thing would be really back to patient education. Mm-hmm. So whether it is educating through the internet, publicizing, increasing awareness of health supplements through applications, for example, mm-hmm. Reaching out to the crowd. Not too much of a good thing is always, not too much of a good thing may be a bad thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. the kind of message that we need to bring across, and I think more research could be done in this area of health supplements, mm-hmm. because what we don't understand we do not know whether they are really beneficial mm-hmm. or not. So a lot of data out there is still conflicting, and we can't give a very firm answer sometimes to our patients whether this benefits them or not.
Right.
So I think more research to be done on health supplements. It'd be a good thing for the advancements in this area.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Teo, for coming in and talking to us. Dr. Teo, of course, from Healthway Medical Clinic in Limbang. This is Money FM 89.3.